this week on the Anime Alchemist podcast. I think we should just get the big one out the way. The one that like everybody low-key should be probably watching. Kaiju number 8.
I hate to say, but I just think that it kind of outperformed Solo Leveling a little bit in terms of like the hype and like what was being built up. Like I heard more people talking about Shangri-La Frontier than I heard about Solo Leveling.
I don't know. I got like a super stick up my ass recently, and in like a good way. Like I've binged the ever living shit. Stop looking at me like that. I've binged the ever living shit out of some anime recently. Like I mean a lot, and.
Do you ever think about the fact that Ichigo is actually a magical girl? Minus the girl part, like he's a magical boy. Huh, bestowed yeah. a Yo. Power by a supernatural being.
Uh-huh.
A power that's like outside of their normal day-to-day.
And
he was picked. He has a transformation. He fights like things that only he can see. He's a magical girl. He even has a one specific signature move.
Welcome back to the Anime Alchemist podcast. My name is Emery.
My name's Gary.
Martine's still gone. So good news. Fat Camp went amazing. Unfortunately, he looked so great that he now developed a major ego. And so he had to go to another camp for that. So it didn't help, you know, massive cock, massive ego. They don't go great together.
Yeah, we're trying to fatten him up again.
It's episode 120. Is it 127? Okay, thank God. I'm going to be honest. I don't remember changing it.
I changed it. Oh, okay. That's why I didn't look at it.
Oh, okay. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys for listening or watching, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or maybe you're watching on YouTube, Anime Alchemist Podcast. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, turn those notifications on. Also, you know, leave a comment. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know if there's something you guys, you know, want to hear us discuss. We're very open to those kind of ideas. If there's something like you guys miss in the past and you guys want to see us do it again, bring that up as well. Spoiler warning, like always, if you guys don't know, spoiler warning does get you 10% off some G Fuel. If you use the link in our description, help you get some more discounts as well. Now let's talk about some anime.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of like, I guess like new anime coming out because, you know, it's spring season. And me and Gary have kind of went through, I guess, what seems to be coming out and like what you guys should, I guess, be looking out for.
Well, this is more like the action shonen-esque shows. Like we pick those because, you know, that's mainly more to our taste a little bit. But, you know, there's a lot of
life in there for you guys, too.
I was going to say, there's a lot of romance anime coming out this season. So I'm going to be checking those out. And, like, you know, to make me feel something, I'll mention them.
I think we should just get the big one out the way. The one that, like, everybody low-key should be probably watching. Kaiju number 8.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like
we've been waiting for that. Like the first couple chapters of the manga we all read. Some of y'all continued reading. Mm-hmm. I personally stopped because I was like, oh no, this is gonna get an anime.
Martina, I'm pretty sure he's caught up.
Oh, I bet he can't wait to see it animated though. Dude, just the trailer alone looks incredible.
I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of giving me like Chainsaw Man vibes again. This very like expected series that like everybody apparently loves the manga. It's like high expectation.
The trailer, like the way they do this like size scale and everything, bro, it reminds me a lot of Pacific Rim.
Yeah,
I love that movie. Same. Man, I wish we would have got more. Like I don't know how that didn't spawn a series of movies.
If that was real, I swear you and me would drift so well. We'd be fucking up shit.
Goddamn right.
Immediately the moment they pitch that kind of idea, it was like sign in his name and my name, we're good. I would immediately, I'd be so.
We'd be risking our lives every time, but I'd be down. Mm-hmm. It'd be fun. We'd probably make a lot of money doing it.
Oh yeah.
And there's probably crazy life insurance benefits.
Hmm.
They never covered that in the movie.
They don't. But I bet they're you know you're probably right.
They're just like his brother's locked.
That's probably why he was able to just afford just doing some like manual labor job. Like yeah, you didn't think we had life insurance on my brother. We had the riskiest job.
That's
in the
a
world.
Really good point.
See, you're the one that pointed it out. These are the things we don't see in storytelling, and I want it. The details. I saw, so a while back, I actually saw something about this one. It's called Re-Monster. I'm guessing like Reincarnated Monster. Yeah. And it was like at the top of the list.
Do you know what it's about?
So like the main character has suffered an early death, but his adventures are far from over. He is reborn into a fantastical world of swords and magic as a lowly goblin.
Oh my God. So okay. It's reincarnated as a goblin? Yeah, Shut the fuck up. I'll watch it.
And like, I'm pretty sure he like levels up.
I'm down. Yeah. I'm already down, bro. They gave me Unwanted Undead Adventure. I'm pretty sure that's done. You know? Yeah, we got slime back, but like, come on. Reincarnated as a goblin. What's it called?
Re-Monster.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's like so unsuspecting, I guess. Like misleading. Mm-hmm. Re-Monster. Like, I guess reborn as a monster.
See, yeah, right. But it's like, what kind of monster? A goblin. It's like, oh, shit.
I hope he looks like Gabiru at the start, you know? Or Gabuto.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Gobuta.
From Slime? Yeah, he kind of does.
Just rolling through all the fucking names. I don't even know if I got the right one.
I know who you're talking about, though. I'm kind of excited for it because it seemed like he, like, it's kind of like got that slime aspect to it where it's like, I build kind of a community.
Okay.
I like isekais that do that.
I do too. It's the little, it's like the gamer in me.
Yeah.
I love like farm simulation, stuff like that. So like watching an isekai doing that or involving that stuff is like low-key kind of satisfying.
Because I mean, like, realistically, like if I got put in that situation, it's like, yeah, I'd do something similar.
Try to at least.
Yeah.
Why not? Okay, so what is this God Games We Play?
So when the gods grow bored, they decide to spice up their eternal existence by challenging all takers to an ultimate battle of wits. Of course, these deities and big word Emery can't say.
Okay, so basically we're going up against gods that are unfair and probably would be willing to cheat. Things get interesting when a former goddess and a genius human boy team up in a bid to win the game to end all the game. Okay, so it's basically gods playing games with like humans' lives and fate. And then two people come in and they're like, nah, we're putting an end to that shit. Okay, I mean, that seems kind of cool.
I fuck with it.
I really like the stories where they take gods and they put them directly interacting with the world. Mm-hmm. And affecting it. Because, like, you know, most of the time, the god figure is like, oh, stay separate. Like, we're, I guess, a neutral party in mm-hmm. everything going on.
That actually reminded me of something that wasn't on our list because that kind of has that same aspect. Blood of Zeus is also getting a season 2.
Oh shit, dude.
Yeah,
bro, they left that off on a crazy cliffhanger. Homeboy took up the powers
of
Zeus after he got struck down.
Dude,
and Hera was strung up. That was crazy, remember?
Oh my
As
god
a punishment.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh dude, I'm excited to see it because the way they like depict different Greek mythology. Mm-hmm. And like the stories of it, it's really cool. And it's like a very original story on its own.
It is. I like that. It's like, you know, Zeus is kind of like this neutral-esque party. He just has a slight favoritism to his son. And like, that's only because like he doesn't want his wife god or his god wife to find him. And like,
well, it's her fault. It's her fault he had to be protective.
Mm-hmm. And like,
They really made her out to be the villain. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, they did.
It's like, it sucks because sometimes she's really not.
I mean, just her rage is justifiable. Like, I kind of get it.
Why does the son have to suffer for the sins of the absolutely. Father?
No,
like, that's the whole...
No, you're right. Yeah. Her rage is justifiable. The actions she goes about, not so much.
Yeah, no. Every time I think of Hera, I think of Hercules killing his children.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And his wife.
Oh, that, gotcha.
Yeah, because of her, like, whispering madness mm-hmm. to him.
That's correct. Yeah, that's a...
Yeah. She's a bitch. Wait, bartender, glass of God. Mm-hmm. So another God-themed thing.
It's not so much what you think. It's actually very, very slice of life, actually. It's about a bartender who, you know, not into drinking, but just likes the art and the craft of bartending. And, you know, like the old kind of saying is like, you know, sometimes you just need a bartender to talk to. So like you get to see like that interaction with different customers and how like,
oh, that's fun.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. While also like him like mastering his craft of bartending.
Okay, so we're gonna make Martine watch this because
that man.
I know he likes his drinks, and every time I've gone over to his house, he's made me a drink.
That's true. Oh, see.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be something. He's gonna be like, you know what? It's a weekly anime Loki. And you can't read that. You can't read that. I mean, you can. You can. Obviously, you can. But like, if there's an anime coming out, you're not just gonna read that, right?
I'm kind of excited to see it because I like it's a little, I guess, semi twist on like the approach to food anime.
Yeah.
So like, you know, fancy drinks, you know, the effects they give to it and like the quality of like those, I can't wait to see. Like,
well, let's see, that's what I loved about Sweet Reincarnation, because it's like it's cooking, it's food related, but it's like it's dessert and it's sweet. Right. Ooh. So he doesn't necessarily, you know, rather than doing like an apple pie, like he'll make hard candies, right?
Oh,
shit,
okay.
Like that. It's different, and this is something similar to that. It's like similar idea with a different spin. It's drinks. You're right. I'm excited. It'll be interesting. I'm wondering if there's gonna be people like trying to make the mixed drinks that he makes.
Mm. Ooh, that'd be cool to see.
That might be fun. Maybe after a few episodes come out and he learns a few recipes, we can try them. We'll like try them out.
See, that would be fun. Okay, we might have to come back with that.
We might do that.
Mm-hmm.
Slime. Okay, yeah. Slime season 3.
I have been waiting for this season, dude, for fucking
years
now. It's
only season 3. Like, what the fuck?
I know.
Dude, it's been years.
Like 2021, I think,
dude,
was the last season.
My Hero was like season 3. Had like 3 seasons, maybe 2 seasons at the time.
Yeah. No. Because like, I swear,
fucking,
the last season...
Fucking Goblin Slayer just came out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah.
Dude, that was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's like 2019.
Okay. Damn.
Wow. We've been waiting way too long.
Way too long.
Like 5 years.
And like,
I'm excited to see Demon Lord Rimuru.
Yes. I want to see how, like, how is that going to affect the world around them? Because, like, he's just going to have a day to day life. And it's just like, that dude's got, like, an ominous vibe to him kind of thing, you know?
Oh, dude, how's he going to go to the Capitol now?
For real.
I'm just curious. Like, he straight up basically took out a country to like prove a point and then revived his country. So that alone, like, after something like that happening, news of that spreading across the world, and like knowing like that's the first monster, like different race diversity city, and they turned around and the leader of that did some shit like that, I'm sure, you know, there's going to be a really big ripple effect.
Oh, yeah. So
that's what I want to see. I want to see what's going to happen.
That's going to be exciting. I hadn't thought about that, but no. That makes me more excited. I'm not going to lie.
And I want to see the buffs everybody gets, because he just hit Demon Lord level, which means obviously all of his minions are probably like the people who are you know what I mean? His subordinates are going to get power boosts. So, yeah. Like, I'm waiting to see what our little goblin boy can do. Well, what the, like, jumping in and out of the shadow?
Mm-hmm. Usually, right, what's his damn
wolf rider?
Yeah. He's like the leader of them, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. I can't wait. I cannot wait. I think, isn't there a new episode already out?
Yeah, it came out on April 4th, April 7th.
Okay, so if you guys are hearing this, there's already an episode out. There's probably already a second episode out. Go watch that shit. Okay? Cannot recommend it enough. It's one of my favorite isekais ever.
Like this one and So I'm a Spider, So What, like, kind of gave me the same feelings. It's just like the world building and So I'm a Spider, So What, like, made things really interesting. Mm-hmm.
That's another one I'm like waiting to come
me
back. Like,
too,
where the
bro.
Fuck is he? He's new for that.
I never thought that I'd be like, fuck yeah, Spider anime. But like, Spider anime. I hate spiders.
This had a crazy name, so I wanted to put it on there.
I kept seeing this, and did you actually like see anything of what it's about?
Yeah. It's essentially about an older couple. They work on an apple like farm, essentially. So they just harvest apples. That's like their farm profession. And essentially, I'm pretty sure they find like a golden apple, and they eat it, and it makes them 20 years younger.
Okay, so the title of the series is Grandpa and Grandma Turn Young Again.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. What I guess we're gonna get to see like old people looking young and doing old people things in like slice of life form.
Mm-hmm.
They've been married for years, so it'll probably be like some cute romantic shit.
Like, I hope so. Like, because I mean, that'd be kind of like a fun, like
wholesome, nice little watch.
Like, you know, at a certain point, you know, it's like you know, the body can't keep up with like ambitions and like fun, I guess. And so no, it's like
second opportunity,
but like still have all the same knowledge. Like,
oh, like 17 again?
Yeah, yeah.
The anime.
it's pretty much what this is. Yeah.
I can't wait
to check it out. Yeah.
You know, I'll give everything a shot. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely gonna give this one a look.
That's why I put it on there. I thought that'd be one you'd want to watch.
Yes. Okay. So Shangri-La Frontier season 2 has been confirmed. It was confirmed on April Fool's Day, but don't be fooled. October.
Mm-hmm.
October is the release date of that new season. So
I can't wait.
Yeah. It was fire. It was so good.
That was
I'm just upset that there's not more.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, it was probably one of my favorite like animes that came out this season.
I'm not going to lie. It was unexpected to be as good as it was, and like I hate to say, but I just think that it kind of outperformed Solo Leveling a little bit in terms of like the hype and like what was being built up. Like, I heard more people talking about Shangri-La Frontier than I heard about Solo Leveling.
Mm.
And like,
yeah,
you know, the way I got convinced Martine to watch it, well, I was like, there's a lot of Solo Leveling-esque type of fighting. You know, he uses two daggers and it's like close, agile fighting. I was like, all right, bet I'll probably watch it. So the anime is insane, or the animation's insane. And he checked it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's 100% true though.
Yeah, no.
Like it kind of delivered what I was wanting out of Solo Leveling in a more fun way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say Solo Leveling wasn't interesting or fun or good, right? Like, Solo Leveling was really, really good. But with Jin Woo, we're surviving.
Mm-hmm.
Right? With Sunraku, bro, we're pioneers.
We're just playing a game.
Yeah, we're on the frontier. The Shangri-La frontier. Like, we're just exploring. It's about the adventure. It's more fun.
Yeah.
Like, we're seeing locations, interacting with things, like testing physics and like game mechanics. Seeing like what he can get away with. The crystal scorpions alone were crazy.
Yeah.
And the way he farmed them, his thing, like, dude, genius. Right? Then you have Solo Leveling. Man is screaming.
Yeah.
In pain, in life or death situations, like struggling internally about like, am I weak? Should I quit? Yo, what? Why am I even doing this?
They show that man's Kool-Aid constantly.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're two very different experiences. Mm-hmm. And like, Shangri-La Frontier delivered what I wanted at a Solo Leveling, with like all the fights and the action and stuff, but like in a more fun way.
Okay.
Or like with Solo Leveling, you know, it's a little more of the never just give up, always try to improve, do a little more every single day. Like, no matter what you do, you can always accomplish what you're setting out to do with time and effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's the whole kind of ideology, I guess, behind it.
The message.
Yeah. Yeah, so like that's what I enjoy about it. It's like seeing Jinwoo go through this. It's like kind of like a little. It's like watching Goku. Mm-hmm. Right? A little inspirational. He even hit that like Goku did.
I guess with like Shangri-La Frontier, like you said, it's more of an adventure, but like solo leveling, it's more just a life story. Like the life story of the weakest hunter.
I mean, he's surviving.
Yeah.
Like sometimes surviving is not fun.
True, it's not. Like, they kind of even show that like in that like 12th episode, like how they were talking about like some of the survivors from like previous ones, like, you know, they're scarred from like surviving the
double dungeon.
The island.
Oh, Jeju Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just waiting to see the fucking orcs, bro.
I want to see
them. That's going to be in the next season. We got Arise. Mm-hmm. That was fucking awesome. That's a cliffhanger to leave it on.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it whenever we reacted to the last episode. But if there's a hole left from watching solo leveling and you haven't watched Black Summoner, go watch it. It's 25 episodes. It's dubbed and subbed. Mm-hmm. Watch it both ways, however you want, but check it out.
Really good.
It's fun.
We talked a shit ton about solo leveling, but we didn't say like the second core was also confirmed for fall, so that's something to be excited about. Especially because like I'm just gonna like ask it, Gary. Like, what do you think like a second core is gonna cover up to?
Well, I mean, we got.
Because I think next would be like the Red Gate.
The Red Gate incident.
And then the orcs. Oh, yeah. The orcs would be pretty soon, wouldn't they?
Like raiding her school, Ajin's school.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we got the ultimate finesse when he sold off the gates.
Mm-hmm.
We got them establishing themselves as like a guild.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna fight that dude's brother when he comes out the Red Gate.
Oh no, remember he leaves.
Oh, that's right.
our boy's there.
That's right, you're right.
What's his name? Mujin Chul?
I think so.
He was a sleeper. A rank, but he didn't care who he was going up against.
I think after the Red Gate, he goes back to the
demon tower.
Yeah, he goes for a second time, and I think
he meets that one bitch who becomes a relative.
Yes.
And then he gets the potion.
No, that's not until the third time. He goes back like a total of three times. It's like he has to like clear the like first couple of floors, and then like once he cleared those floors, it was like, oh, now you have access to the top 10. Or like it's like clear the first 50. Cool, like you've unlocked this key to go to like the next 50 or something. It's something like that. I'm positive he goes back three times though. So he went first, beat Cerberus, he'll go back, I'm pretty sure, after the Red Gate, and then he goes back a third time, and that's when he's like dumb shit powerful. And that's when he get I think it's that third time that he gets the wyvern.
Okay, well, see, I kind of go based off of like, okay, so when the next thing he gets
mm-hmm.
Is it the orcs or the ice bears? He got the ice bears first, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the next arc is going to be the Red Gate arc, right? Mm-hmm. Which means we're going to deal with
the ice elves.
Not just the ice elves, but Kim. Kim. He's going to get iron.
Yeah.
Dude, he turns into iron.
Yeah.
But then it doesn't.
It was like one of his
everything
first,
like, gets hunters. Out about him at that point because he can't hide his abilities. So what they we're gonna get the Red Gate incident. Then he's gonna become famous in mm-hmm. Korea.
Uh huh.
Right. And then, then we get the raid, like the. The gate opening up in the school with the orcs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then after that, it's the Japan incident with the giants, right?
I think I'm trying to.
Or he goes to America because his dad.
Oh.
Dude, they could cover a lot. There's a lot that they could cover. I think, honestly, they'll probably cut it off. They'll probably cut it off after Jeju.
Yeah, probably.
Which, I think 12 more episodes?
Pace. Yeah.
It's always been a fast-paced story.
I'm trying to think.
Like, the pacing of the anime really does match the pacing of the manhwa.
It does.
Super quick. You're like, we're here already? Oh, yeah, we're here already.
I forgot. Like, yeah, he has, like, the title Shadow Monarch for a minute. And then it's not a long time.
He's going to come out of that gate.
You know.
Oh, yeah. He's going to come out of that gate higher than an S rank, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, Dong Suk, he's not ready for it. And then we're going to get him to fight Thomas Andre.
I can't wait for him. You guys don't.
Because he's going to body Dong Suk.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to body Thomas Andre.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want to see. And I want to see him give him Kamesh's daggers and be able to try to resurrect it and all that too.
That okay,
like,
yeah, that too.
They're gonna be able to cover that. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I got like a super stick up my ass recently, and in like a good way. Like, I've binged the ever living shit. Stop looking at me like that. I've binged the ever living shit out of some anime recently. Like, I mean, a lot, and. Like, I guess I'm like the reverse of Gary, where like he'll watch everything as it comes out. Me, it's like the moment like it's all collective and I can binge it, that's when I'll like eat all of it. And so there's a couple things that like me and Gary have both seen and would like to discuss because they're fucking amazing, and I doubt Martine will ever give them a try.
So we're going to start with Classroom of the Elite.
Holy shit. That was not what I was expecting at all.
From the show? At all? Or the main character?
At all. Oh my god, no. That dude is fucking crazy.
Ayana Koji Koyenji.
That?
Yeah.
Super
he's,
genius.
He is a genius in his own right. Have you seen The White Room?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. He grew up in a facility meant to cultivate geniuses, even with like the genes of stupid people, mm-hmm. pretty much.
Like, they were trying to prove a system that like created smart, intelligent children.
And like, he spent his entire life in this facility. But you don't know this. You don't know this. You find this out like sprinkled throughout the series.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you see him pull some crazy shit and like, that's why he grew up in a facility, like basically being designed to be a genius.
Like, you'll see moments and you're just like, wow, he's such a great guy. And I promise you, within like 5 minutes, you're gonna be like, wait, what did he say? He's an asshole. Like,
but that's why we love him. And over time, he learns like, kind of like, how to feel and how to care for people a little mm-hmm. bit more, because he's like super cold and calculated, right? Yeah. Yeah, like he's just trying to accomplish goals. People are pawns.
But you're starting to see him a little bit past that.
Yeah, but it's cool. The series is basically kids, like, you know, in classes trying to compete to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite like character in the class? You know, class, I guess our class.
Yeah. Class. Well, I think they're class C currently. In season 3. Oh, no, wait. Did they go back? They went back down to D, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. After the new, now they're sophomores.
Mm-hmm.
Juniors, I guess.
I can't remember his damn name off my head. The super flashy genius blonde.
Kohei.
Yeah.
Kohei. I think his name is Kohei. No.
Koenji.
Koenji? Is it Koenji?
Sure, I'm pretty sure it's Koenji.
Oh, I was wrong. It's Ayana Koji Kiyota.
Hold on, I got
it. No, it's Koenji Kohei. Yeah, I love him too. He's one of my favorites because he has the whole attitude of like, I'm a genius. I'm a genius like no other, but it's up to me if I decide to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not doing shit unless he wants to. He doesn't give a fuck.
Nope. It's great. Like, you see him do events, and it's like, just doing certain things can cause, like, massive, like, repercussions to the team. And he'll just basically throw the team under, like, the bus within, like, I don't know, 24 hours.
Yeah, he's like, fuck that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. He's just like, I don't want to do this. And he's like, I'm out. It's like, the fuck, man?
It's funny that it'll, like... Here's an example. I don't think this actually happens, but there's like say there's a swimming competition, right? And he already did his workout for the day and he swam, and they like put him in that because he's the best swimmer and they needed him to win so they could win. Otherwise, somebody's gonna like get kicked out of the school. He's selfish enough to be like, fuck that. I'm not gonna overstrain my muscles for you. I already did my workout. Y'all are gonna have to deal with it.
But yes, no, Koenji's the best.
Yeah, I love Koenji.
Do you have a favorite person throughout the school?
I like Kushida, actually. Kushida, the two-faced bitch who's like, I'm calling it how it is, bro. I like her, though. She's like, crazy. She's crazy, and like when she gets involved in stuff, she is a wild card.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what to expect.
Anything could happen with her.
Yeah.
Because she knows everything, and everybody knows nothing about her.
Mm-hmm. Ryunji was cool.
I like him, yeah.
But controlling people with violence, you know?
That backfired.
Yeah, I know that Koji came in and beat everybody up. I was like, I was not a fist fight in the freezer. I wasn't expecting it to go that hard.
He beat the brakes out them. I was genuinely just like, oh, this is menacing. Like, these are fucking supposed to be high schoolers. Like, I didn't know it was gonna have I just really thought it was like a battle of wits and yeah, smarts, and it's just like, oh no, he's beating the shit out that kid.
Yeah, mercilessly to prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at what you made me do.
Yeah,
hey, like that was the crazy part. That's why Ayano Koji is my favorite. Like, he just,
yeah,
he's too cold.
Yeah,
even in the more recent seasons, he's just like making very calculated moves. Have you seen the most recent episodes?
Mm-mm.
Oh, bro, they're doing some crazy shit. Like, as students doing what they're trying to do, it's crazy.
Wait, okay, so wait, what have you seen? The last thing I remember is the chess match.
I saw after that.
Okay.
When they
okay.
meet with the staff, the two staff members, two teachers, to tell them something.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah. Okay. No, okay. It's great. This show has like,
oh,
like 4D planning. It's crazy.
I do remember, like, I remember how it ended, you know, Principal? Like what he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're getting ready to shake the hierarchy of who's on top.
Yeah.
And get rid of their principal.
Shit's gonna get fucking crazy.
Yeah. I'm excited to see, like, what's going on, but I'm worried the season's gonna end soon.
Mm-hmm. The way Gary pitched me this other one, like, I'm not gonna lie, I forgot about it until I was watching it, and then I was like, I'm 90% sure this is how he pitched it. He told me, I found you a new mommy Goleon. And I was like, that's a bold statement to make there, buddy. And I'll tell you something, okay? I am a ride or die Sis Goleon, okay? I love that woman. This lady is a really fucking close second. Rose, oof. And I'm talking about from The Wrong Way to Use Healing Magic. That anime is fucking awesome. I did not expect anything that came out of that.
Dude, it just like takes turns. Like the Black Knight being what the Black Knight was. I was like,
what?
What?
Mm-hmm.
That? Okay.
That's cool.
Like, it's fun. It's an isekai, mm-hmm. right? And in this isekai, our main character gets isekai'd, but
by accident.
Like, it's accidental. You know, there's two heroes that are like getting summoned to that world, and he was just borrowing an umbrella from them because he forgot his umbrella that day and it was raining. And like they're like student council, so they're there late. They were leaving late. He was there late. They lent him an umbrella. They're walking together. Isekai. So he just got caught up in it. Like, yeah. People he wouldn't normally interact with, he interacted with, and on that day, it just happened to he got isekai.
And like, when they like get to this new world, they have to find out like what their magic affinities are, and the two heroes, they got cool abilities. But then like everybody shit themselves when they found out that this man had healing magic.
Oh, green magic.
Yeah, gave green.
Yeah, you find out it's healing magic, and I mean, obviously it's healing magic.
Yeah. And like
super rare.
And like immediately, like what that means is like if you have that magic, you immediately go under the what does she call them essentially like their squad.
The rescue squad. Wasn't what the king was trying to do. That's the best part. So like how you get introduced to Rose is the king is like, oh, you have green magic, and everybody's making a fuss, and he's like, keep it down. Like, if she finds out, she's mm-hmm. gonna bust in here and take it. And by the time he's able to finish that, she's gone. She's taken him. You know, and it's called the wrong way to use healing magic for a reason.
Yeah.
Right? They use it to essentially push themselves past their physical limit by mm-hmm. using it on themselves. Right? So she puts him through rigorous training. And like you get the whole, I guess, demeanor of like Mongolia or Cisgolion, mm-hmm. you know. And then the best part is like you actually get to see why she acts that way.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's the interesting part. It's like I haven't had a character like that like you get to, you know, look under the hood and see like why they operate mm-hmm. the way they do, what made them act like that.
No, yeah, right. No, I agree, yeah.
And her being so serious and, like, so hard on them, like, it fits so perfectly mm-hmm. for what they're doing and, like, what she's trying to lead. I love the series, love the character. I like watching the main character grow. I like how the two heroes, like, they both have different objectives. Like, one is like, fuck it, I live in this world. I've always looked forward to, like, recreating myself as a person. This is a new start for me. Right. And then the other one's like, I want to go back home, dude. Like,
this kind of sucks.
Things were set. Like, I got to fight in wars and like train with magical and crazy abilities. Like, this kind of sucks. You know, he's like reluctant to even go into that war.
Yeah.
Right. So having characters with like those different motivations too. It's fun.
I did like that. Like, cause it wasn't so much just him. You like every time they showed them, I was like, ah, yeah, that's right. Like, low key, like those are his homies, because like out of everybody else in the world, like they came from the same place, and like it's crazy because literally before they went to this world, they hadn't had more than fucking 2 minutes of conversation together ever.
Now they're closer than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, she low key simping for him.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's great. I feel like you're so right.
And our boys like, stop, leave him alone. Leave him alone. Like the other friend, he's like, leave him alone.
Leave him alone. He's
They just try to protect each other. It's funny, the bromance is great.
I but do then love she's the bromance.
Simping for him.
They're fucking adorable, the three of them. They really are. Oh my god. And what was the name of the bear?
I forgot he had that bear. He has a bear that just loves hanging on his back. He's super cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good show. It's a really good show. It's a lot of fun. I'd give it a watch. The animation is really good too.
I'm excited for something new to come out of that. I hope they get like a second season or a second four or something.
Yeah, me too. Because like basically the Demon Lord's army is attacking to try to like keep staking claim on human mm-hmm. land. And they're like on the last frontier as a kingdom, and they're defending and like, now maybe we'll make headway and we'll mm-hmm. get to see something different.
Exciting. Yeah, it's super exciting. Now the other one, and I don't know how I went two seasons without knowing about this one or watching this one. Well, okay, I'm positive Gary told me about it. Okay, but I don't know why, like, this one I put off for so long then. And that's Moonlight Fantasy. How do you pronounce it first, the name?
Tsukimichi.
Tsukimichi Moonlight Fantasy. And I'm pretty sure we've talked about it on the podcast, but, like, this is fucking amazing. And it takes that, like, isekai concept that we really like so much.
The building things up. Mm-hmm. It's cool, though, because it's, like, it's a demon plane. It's, like, his own pocket dimension.
Yeah.
So it's like, nobody can affect it unless he lets them in. Mm-hmm. Or, like, they're crazy powerful and are able to break it. I haven't seen something like, I'm just assuming.
Yeah,
you know, something like that could happen.
Most of the people underneath him are the strongest things in that world.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a story about a guy who's getting reincarnated into another, or not even reincarnated, like isekai'd into another world. Mm-hmm. He's just being pulled out of his and pulled into another one by the goddess of that world. Mm-hmm. And it's because his parents, they wanted to go to our world. Right, so they leave their world, they come to our world after, like, being heroes and whatnot, right? And what they owed was the thing that was most valuable to them. Mm-hmm. Whenever the goddess decided, and it ended up being their son. So she, you know, she reaped the reward.
Mm-hmm. But them right out in their world.
Yeah, but the god Tsukimichi comes mm-hmm. in and is like, "Look, I have some power to, like, get involved and kind of give you abilities and, like, stop some stuff from happening," because he's, like, very devout, I guess, and, like, he's very in tune with himself as a Japanese, I guess, national.
Yeah.
Or, like, very in tune with his culture.
Yes.
As a Japanese person, right? And that includes, like, the deities and stuff mm-hmm. that he had worshipped. So that, like, kind of comes into play. Tsukimichi, like, bestows him all this power. And it's funny because he's not expecting it. He's like, "Oh, you know, I can barely make fire." And he shoots the fire out. And just boom!
It's fucking crazy.
Just massive explosion. So it's like, oh, he's crazy OP. Right?
So fucking crazy.
It's a really fun story. He meets a dragon who can turn into a girl. And he, like... Now, I'm not going to say domesticates her because it makes it sound sexual. It's nothing like that. They're, like, very much friends and allies. She's like an advisor to him.
Yeah.
She's been around for a really long time.
Well, they remember, it's when they make like essentially like a familiar contract that, like, whoever has the bigger power level, essentially giving the most essence, the opposite takes on, like, traits of the other one.
Yeah.
So all these people he's made deals with, like, they've all have grown to make human features.
Yeah.
But still retain, like, all their original power.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Like, he even renames this, like, this dragon
mm-hmm.
in this world. She had her own name and everything. He, like, renames it. And, like, she gains more abilities, and she has this ability to, like, create a pocket dimension, essentially. So that becomes his land,
mm-hmm.
right? And the thing about the goddess is she was fucked up, and she was like, "Hey, you know what? You're ugly. I don't want you as a hero. You're ugly. You look like the pigs and orcs out in the barren lands. So that's where I'm going to put you. And I'm going to make sure you can't speak human tongue. You can speak everything else. I'll give you that ability. Just not human tongue."
Yeah,
It's called common.
I think the way she did it was she told him straight up. I think she was like, "But I'll do this for you. You can speak every other language in that world.
Other than common. That way you can't talk to my precious humans."
She's
right. She's a bitch. She's like, "They're too beautiful and blah 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 for a pig like you to be there.
Plus, I already have two other heroes. I don't even know what need you."
Yeah. So she just, like, banishes him into the barrens, like the outskirts of the world where there's just monsters and, like, barely anything can survive because there's no resources. And he has this demiplane, and so when he comes across civilization struggling to survive, he lets them into his demiplane where there's tons of resources and they start building up a settlement and community. Mm-hmm. It's an enjoyable watch.
It's a very enjoyable watch.
It's like a combination between, like, you get the fantasy, you get the slice of life, you get the, like, the actual battle and stuff like that too. There's war.
Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal.
It's a lot of fun.
I highly recommend it. I'm kind of like, again, I'm upset I didn't start it sooner.
It scratches a particular fantasy itch.
Yeah, it really does. It really does.
It keeps it simple because, you know, it's a pretty simple formula. But, like, he's not afraid to be the bad guy. And he, you know, it's like a different approach on it. Now, his goal is to take the goddess down because she slighted him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, nah, fuck. Oh, you're the goddess of this world? Doesn't matter. Guess I'll become a god of this world and kill you.
I mean,
like, on some shit like that. And that's like, I'm waiting to see that build up.
The way he adapts to his abilities and how quickly he grows is terrifying.
Mana matter.
That was nuts. He made his mana tangible and like wore honey. Like armor. Yeah, it was like honey. It was weird. And like,
or like, have you the Pokemon Gelescent?
It is like that.
The final form of Solasis.
And like, he can use it, and then it makes him like dumb shit stronger. Like makes him his like already crazy abilities. He can do more of them faster, more efficiently. It's also like a straight up armor, and he can penetrate through shit.
Like it can block stuff. Mm-hmm. Like somebody threw an attack at him, and he just like hit it and knocked it away.
It's, yeah, you were right with saying like it get that fantasy itch.
It does things like a different way. Like it does the typical fantasy tropes, but when it comes to the execution of them, that's where it's unique. That's, mm-hmm, like that's where I really enjoy about it. Mana matter. I was expecting some kind of like, oh, you know. You know, he's got these special abilities now. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you know, he's got this like super quality, like higher grade version of mana, right? But it's like, no, physically, it just, he manifests it. It's so thick and powerful. Like, it's basically an aura that wraps around him.
It's different. I like it. Now the one anime that we consistently always keep up on, but for whatever reason, we always like to save it for last because I think this is where the most tangents come from. One Piece. Oh, does somebody want to join in on this conversation? I'm excited right now. I have never seen you reach for that fucking...
What are we at?
What are we at?
50.
Okay, that's fine.
Bad.
So, I think like last thing we kind of talked about was like Rob Lucci showing up to Egghead Island. Not so much landing there yet. And so like the last two episodes basically have been...
Did we?
Yes.
I don't even know if we talked about that.
Because you were the one that pointed out that like they're gonna get close to the island, see Sunny, and be like, hey yo, there's a Hyonko here. Okay. So I mean you weren't far off.
Now I see what the incident is, though.
Uh-huh. Like, a lot of shit.
But the thing is like, low-key, this one wasn't caused by Luffy this time.
No.
Like, this was Lucci going out and being like, I'm going to do what the fuck I want. I want to fight him.
Yeah, but didn't they say it was because of his devil fruit taking over? Like, you know?
I mean, no. It said that's surprise. He was like, that's surprising. He awakened it. Typically, when a zone devil fruit is awakened, it overtakes the user's personality.
And
so it wasn't like Lucci.
No. Lucci was still like very much present, just how Luffy is.
Like kind of like Kaido. Like Kaido was like a Zoan that was like awoke, and like that's why he had like them crazy clouds and them crazy ass abilities. Like,
I think Luffy was going overkill with the Gear 5. I was like, really? Like,
No. Rob Lucci asked for it. Okay. He straight up, he was like, what's up with that straw or with that wanted poster? And it's just like,
You want to see it?
You want to see? It's like
he said, what's up? So you trying to run the ones? He was like, bitch, don't talk to me like that.
And it,
I like that.
You're right, though. Like,
they're just antagonizing each other. Luffy's like, so you hit her. You fucked her up. You did that to my homegirl. She fed us. That's it.
I'm standing on business.
I'm standing on business. Mm-hmm. She fed us. She gave us food.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. For a second, I was like, oh, okay, bet. He's gonna like warm up to something. Like, I thought he was about to go gear second. But then the moment he like took off the coat, I was like, oh damn, Luffy.
Isn't he standing in gear second pose?
Yeah, like he landed like that, and then took the coat off, and
superhero landing.
I like that they played up him going back into gear fifth.
Yeah, with the drums and like and stuff. Yeah, that was really fun.
I like seeing like how much his personality really like, I guess, blossoms when he's in that form. Like, he's just having fun, and like it makes the fight so goddamn entertaining.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Like, some people might complain and say it takes the tension out of the fight, but I enjoy just that he's out there having fun.
Come on, come on, more. Like the one that under the ground, and then poof. Where the fuck did that come from?
Are they using the cartoon noises?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest. Yeah, like I don't understand where Rob Lucci kind of thought he was gonna square up against the Yonko. I don't know if this was like, hey man, like I want a rematch.
But isn't Lucci awakened? So isn't he like strong enough to like take on Luffy?
I mean,
maybe he thought that he could try.
That's true. I guess like nobody really knows. Well, except fucking oh god, I forgot his name already. Vegapunk, but like nobody really knows what that devil fruit is and like what it really means to like fight it.
White warrior.
Yeah, like unfortunately, like Rob Lucci thought like, oh, this is just the guy who beat Kaido. Like I can do a rematch, but like no, you're fighting a prophecy essentially. Like you're gonna get your shit wrecked, homie.
So do all Zoans, when they're like awakened or like really perfect and stuff, they got those little cloud thingies?
I think
that's what Kaido said. He was like, that's exclusive to Zoan types. What's going on with your
Kaido
devil
wasn't
fruit?
Awakened?
Kaido had him.
He had a cloud boa. But
only in his dragon form.
He didn't have one in his hybrid?
No.
Probably it's only in like a certain form. I mean, I think...
I feel like we didn't awakened. See the real awakened version of it. We just saw like really good mastery of the three forms, and then like you know how every devil fruit has that like second stage, pushes a little farther, mm-hmm. but it's not quite awakened. Like mm-hmm. Venom Demon, gear second.
Yeah, there's other ones.
There is other ones that heat dude. I think that might have been filler.
Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
those
yeah.
yeah, Caesars, the Shirokuni like form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, even damn, what's his name? Fucking not Al Capone.
Beje?
Yeah, Beje. Like he had that whole other like ginormous like mobile fucking castle form.
Oh.
Drake.
You know, that's a really good question.
What?
Is X Drake awoken?
Probably not.
Hmm.
Do you think Marco's awakened?
Probably not.
I ain't seen
that. That is just insulting to the second captain
with
Whitebeard. That just, no.
He didn't have a boa, though. Like, clearly that's meant to signify, like, you're awakened as a zone.
Then why does Lucci have black flame thingies and then like someone like Yamato
because
white?
Because his pattern is black.
I think it has to probably do with like
it's aesthetic. It's probably just aesthetic. Like he's a leopard with black patterns and markings. Why wouldn't his boa be black? What is it gonna be like yellowish orange?
I thought thought it'd be white, like Yamato's or like Luffy's or something.
But Yamato's hair was white. Luffy's hair was white.
All right, maybe it is aesthetic choice.
I don't know. What if it's like a path, like you you awaken your devil fruit, but like
on what side are you on?
Yeah.
Like, are you like Zoro? You know how he's a little more demonic mm-hmm. and like evil with how he approaches
but
battle.
He doesn't have a devil fruit.
But I know. But I'm saying if he did, right? So say you know taking that path like Zoro.
You'd
like,
probably
like
adapt
Lucci.
Black. Yeah, like Lucci.
So then Sanji would
maybe,
have a white.
Maybe it's like a yin yang thing.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting, like a yin yang kind of like system coming in with the awakenings.
Which means like what if? I guess like what if there was like a black version of what Luffy could have been?
Isn't that Blackbeard?
Huh.
Gravity, the ability, or not gravity, but like, darkness. You know, suck stuff in. Basically gravity, but black hole, the ability to oppress.
Yeah, that can consume a sun.
Yeah.
A star.
And the sun god Nika.
Crazy, now the Straw Hats know, like, what the fuck he is.
Well, they most saw his head.
No.
Like, Zoro was out. Zoro still.
Okay, yeah,
still
Zoro
has not
Brooke.
Seen.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Which would be funny because I'm just waiting for him to see it and be like, would you take this seriously? And Luffy be like, fuck that. You know?
I'm not going to lie. I really think that like CP0 is outclassed.
100%, bro. They are literally running away.
From the Seraphims, right?
Okay, yeah. Okay. First, okay. Hold on. We're let's get into that. S-Bear, what the fuck? Why does it have his abilities?
Why does it
have his abilities exactly? Like, did he remake the Devil Fruit?
Did he make a copy of it? Like a proper copy of it?
Clearly he's able to do that. The failed was the fact that it was pink. Which is still so crazy. And then his theory that people... I guess so. The way I heard it was like people in the past, either their will mm-hmm. or their wishes were so strong that like
it desired like an evolution
into a devil
man.
Fruit.
Yeah.
So would you say it's kind of like because I'm thinking like maybe they operate kind of like cursed energy does, right? It's like, you know, people have this fear that's mm-hmm. like so bad over this thing that like it eventually creates a curse
mm-hmm.
and then that curse becomes a cursed womb and you know does all that in the evolution process. Like say there's this want and that want is there and it's by everybody and all of that culminates and the energies
okay.
culminate into like this devil fruit which then embodies a fruit provides abilities like
yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so like oh.
So it's like Sun God Nika's fruit manifesting over and over the way it has is because like people have always wished for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that like he is the warrior of liberation.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense.
And yeah, no, it does. There was a want and so like I guess not so much Mother Nature, but I guess the world had to give a balance and it delivered like that devil fruit.
Well, there's also people who like want terrible things like Blackbeard. Blackbeard's a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
He just like he wants to be in charge of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily for good reasons. Right. We don't necessarily know his full motivation either.
And let's see. That's still
dude.
Like,
we don't even
mind.
Know the conclusion of that fight.
Oh, between him and Law?
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't know? Of course Law kicked his ass.
That sounds like a hopeful dream.
Wow, so you don't think Law is strong enough?
No!
I'm low-key worried, honestly, because, like, it took two to take down a Yonko.
Mm-hmm.
Blackbeard was a Yonko alone.
Mm-hmm. And, like, his, like... I'll say this, okay? Like, yes, I think Law is very, very capable, okay? He is a very powerful individual. I will recognize
doesn't
that.
Doesn't have the stamina.
I'll kind of give you that, too. The The biggest issue with going up against Blackbeard is his crew is massively lacking in comparison.
Well, I don't know. We saw his crew was like kind of really shining when it came to fighting at sea.
They're full, at sea, but like they were on land.
Now they're on land. Remember, they're counterattacking though.
Mm-hmm. But
I feel like they kind of held their own pretty well. Fucking we and Sachi, or Pengen and Sachi coming in with the like sword techniques and like water techniques. Swimming all crazy fast and shit. That was cool. They were like moving like fishmen.
Okay, yeah. I just they're not like the crew of a Yonko.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
When you look at Kaidos and like Big Moms and even Shanks's, like they're all recognized.
Like look at Luffy's.
Did you see Beppo use Sulong?
No.
At any point?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Like we had
like a Yonko. Full moon.
I
no
feel
full
like
moon.
A Yonko. There was when there he was there. One.
Yeah.
When
he was at Onigashima, he was in Wano when there was a full
moon. They never
moon.
Zoomed in on Beppo. You don't ever know.
I mean, that's.
They never zoomed in on Beppo. You don't know. Maybe he was taking down some scrubs. You never know.
Wait, but he was on the ground.
He was there. He was there, Captain. When they beat her, he was there.
Yeah, but. I don't know what he did.
Man, that room was so intense.
Yeah, it was.
Like her shouting, silent. That was so cold.
I can't see Law walking away. I'm sorry. Plus, he has like a very, like, desirable devil fruit, and clearly that's what Blackbeard's after. Like, really fucking hot commodity. Devil fruit.
Are you saying Luffy's gonna have to save him again or something? After Mingo?
Maybe. I mean,
that'd be crazy. So CP0 is attacking the pirates, a Yonko crew that shouldn't be there, and then Kizaru's on his way to Egghead Island, but CP0, yeah, it's pretty cool. But CP0 was ordered to assassinate
Dr. Vegapunk.
Dr. Vegapunk. And Luffy and the crew are going to help protect him. Mm-hmm. So it's starting to become a big national incident. And then we got the... they're not pacifistas. They're Seraphim. So we got the Seraphim. And they were being commanded by CP0. But then they Uno reverse carded whenever Centauri Maru got told by Vegapunk, you owe me because I helped you out of poverty. And so he was like, damn it. Now I got to be a traitor. So now he's fighting CP0, and he has commands overriding them. Uh-huh. The last thing we saw was him get fisted. And it looked like he got taken down, right? And they ordered. But my question is, just because he got taken down doesn't mean that they're gonna respond to the new orders.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it's whoever's at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I still have a feeling that they might have to bring a Gorosei into play.
Because, I mean, there's still Vegapunks there.
Yeah, I can
have
see
override.
It. I could just see it, them having to make that play. Because it's like, fuck, okay. You know, this is the downside of employing other people to make our shit. It's like, they could take control of it.
Okay, yeah.
The government's got to keep, world government got to keep their pieces in check.
You know what I just found out?
What?
Or what I think I just realized?
What?
Because, like, you know, I've been sitting here saying that, like, no, like, obviously, like, the Luffy versus Lucci fight, there wasn't going to be much contest there. Like fighting CP0, old news for them. You know who's going to be fun for Zoro to fight? That fucking Seraphim Hawkins.
That would be cool.
Mihawk.
Yeah, that would be really cool, actually.
Do you think the Seraphims have, like, any kind of like humanity or soul or anything?
I don't know. Sometimes it looks like they're expressing some kind of like emotion a little bit, but like it's not often enough. They're still very robotic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They're clones. They're clones that are engineered. So I really don't know.
Blackbeard had trouble taking on the Mihawk clone. So does that mean Zoro would struggle a little bit with it?
Well, they're all Lunarian. All have Lunarian DNA.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Zoro's going to have, like,
a lot of people to cut down because they're dark skin.
God. Why, Gary?
You're cutting that.
But, like, he has, like, battle history. So, like, he knows, like, how to approach fighting a seraphim. Like,
yes.
He beat King. So, like, going forward, like, he's going to see that and be like, dark skin, black wings, fire. Huh. It's gonna be light work. But like I think honestly the biggest challenge now would be that Hawk? Yeah, the S Hawk. That's probably gonna be the only.
I'm scared of S Bear.
S Bear is pretty fucking terrifying.
It's cute.
It is cute.
He looks way cuter than he should.
It's.
Ooh, but don't forget, we got a wild card in the inbound.
Mm-hmm. Kizaru.
Nah, there's another one. I'm telling you, man. Fuck, there's no way. There's no way Kuma isn't on his way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He popped himself. Yes. Yeah. Out of there. That's right. He's on his way there.
There's no way.
Yeah, you're right. That is a wild card. I can't wait to see what happens with that. Man, things are getting crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Things are getting really intense. Okay, so I believe Gorosei member is going to have to be bought there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably by the Marines to back them. Akainu's pissed.
Yeah.
Because CP0 is making their own moves.
Mm-hmm.
And to kill Vegapunk, of all things, right? So do you think Vegapunk is, like, low-key kind of joining up on the crew?
Yeah, probably.
Wow, I never thought we'd get an old man joining. We get Wi-Fi on deck, bro.
Oh.
On deck, we get Wi-Fi. Robin can read on a tablet now. Fuck a book.
I mean, fuck, you make a good point. I think more, maybe not so much the crew.
Nami can steal people's credit cards after she invents credit cards.
Damn. He's going to join, like, the fleet, I'm sure. He's going to have, like, a bunch of, like,
robot dude. It's gonna be the mech, like the mech fleet.
Yeah. Oh my god, he tricks out the entire fleet,
dude. That would be insane.
Like that's a kind of a game-changing asset for Luffy to like have on his side,
dude. They have multiple too. You saw all the different tiers of the robots they have. They're massive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're designed after the ones that fought or attacked Mary Jaw.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't stop till it ran out of energy. Not because it got destroyed.
Hmm.
So, like, they're definitely powerful.
I think that robot's going to have some kind of, like, future play.
I hope so. I really hope so, too.
One Piece is getting insane.
Yeah, things are kind of at a boiling point. The question is, like, where do we go after this? I'm assuming probably Elbaf.
I hope.
I'm assuming so. Probably Elbaf. But maybe not.
Again, like, we're just barely getting into the mix of this, and like,
yeah, but it's fun to speculate.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm like, I wonder how much stuff's gonna. One of my favorite things to kind of like think about is like how much the outside world's gonna change, just while they're there.
Oh, and because of this, that's the thing. Is like, it is really a shakeup because you have to think the pacifistas have been a big force.
Mm-hmm.
For the world government.
Yeah.
Right? And losing that on top of losing the warlord system. And that's obviously why they got rid of the warlord system. Because they have these clones.
And they can just command them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They can just command them. They'll do what they say anyways.
That makes a lot of sense.
And now they're losing that firepower. Ooh. So they have to come in here and make sure they keep that island. They keep those assets. Especially if, you know, they're going to keep the system running the way they want it to.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
But Luffy, being the Yonko, being the one who's, like, really going up against those who have been oppressive, the world government, happening to be on that island is definitely not a good look. Like, you saw what happened with Sabo. Just the tiniest inkling of information that could, like, shake the world up.
And they got rid of that fucking island.
They got rid of the entire island. right? So who's to say something like that isn't going to happen again? But the difference is we got internet and we got live broadcasting on Egghead. So there could be residents who like broadcast it to nearby islands, kind of like kind of like how they did with Dressrosa.
Yeah.
And the information's out there, right?
They're going to get live leaked information. Holy shit. Then, oh man, that's going to change the world like fucking nuts. I can't.
Dude, this is going to be some crazy shit. I'm just expecting like things to really pop off after this. I know Martin keeps saying that too. Like, dude, it's been crazy. Man, it's been crazy.
Have we ever like played with the concept that like Luffy would like low-key overthrow the government before he found the One Piece?
Oh, they're in the way.
Yeah, I mean, like, right? Like,
they're in the way. He might as well. It makes sense. I'm fine with that.
Like, I'm fine. I could, that would like lead to like, you know, like, well, government's kind of disbanded. Like, I can kind of go finish my journey. It's like as he goes to, you know, find the One Piece. It's like, oh, that's what Blackbeard's steps in. It's like, okay, and I'm sure, dude. Like, I'm sure Blackbeard's still hiding something big as fuck up his sleeve. I'm terrified.
Okay. No, we're gonna wrap this up. I'm gonna ask you one question.
Okay.
Before we wrap it up, how do you think it would go down with the empty throne? Do you think Luffy's gonna destroy it and pull a, you know, dragon at the end of Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Or just leave it.
I think he's gonna destroy it. I could see that. Destroy that whole concept and just be like, the world's free. Live as you want. Do as you want.
Nobody should be in charge of everyone.
Exactly. It's like, as long as you guys are like treating your people right and everybody's happy, we good.
Okay.
Let me be out on the sea and hear, you know, hear, catch wind at some islands fucking about when, you know, not feeding their lesser individuals. Oh, you'll see some liberation, sweetheart. I don't know.
What if he put Sanji on that throne? Because he's the kindest person he knows. And he can't let a person starve. And he's like low-key royalty, isn't he? Finsmoke.
I mean... He could put Sabo on it. Sabo's technically royalty.
Nah, he never wanted that anyways, bro. True, he didn't want to be an aristocrat or do any of that shit.
Sometimes it's about responsibility, though.
Nah, fuck responsibility. Luffy wants to be free. That's not what it's about. He just, I could see him being like, just you do the job. Yeah.
Sanji got that this. Work? Everybody happy?
Anybody got problems with that? All right, cool.
Sanji's first act would be reenact Prima Nocta. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's an old way where essentially before a woman could be, I guess, married off, the king had the right to the first time. On that note, I appreciate you guys for listening or watching. Alchemist out.
God damn, that is crazy. I could see something.